ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh! Diggy big feet! Yeah, give me some.
Oh,
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, right. This is the Hound. This is WFMU. Answering the musical question, what the hell is that smell in here? They got us down in the dungeon for the next 3 weeks where I have a chair that doesn't, I can't lean back in. And in order, you know, bringing you the stupidest of possibilities that we can do to get you psyched up for the marathon, we have Mr. T here. Todd Abramson, booking czar of the Northeast. And,
let them eat tape, Abramson.
Yeah.
I hear you complaining week in, week out here, but I would just like the listeners to know that Hound is surrounded by a royal harem here in plush. Hey, honey, can I have one of those grapes? So,
don't peel his.
But take the pit out. Yeah, so, Mr. T is programming the entire show today. Maybe we should get the omnidirectional mic for real brooch.
Well, I'm not yelling loud enough.
That's good. Perfect. And you want to run through that last set, Todd?
Sure. From bottom to top, as it were, we heard Theme 1 by the Sunsets from Puerto Rico, found on the new Gamma Knee Kappa compilation on Satan Records. Flamingo Express by the Royal Tones, one of my all-time favorite dumb instrumentals. Party at Taco Town, the Sierras, doing the scratch by the infamous Sir White and his sounds. Carl, Little Rev, Lattimore did Carl's Dance Party, and up top, RT and the Potlickers, not a pseudonym, and Sticky Pig Feet, that's from the new compilation Whip It On 'Em on Candy Records, coincidentally enough.
All right.
And Todd's got this whole thing planned out, so stupid rock. Nothing but stupid rock?
Well,
what can the folks expect in the next 3 hours?
We have a few things today. We've got, we'll be dipping rather heavily into the two new compilations, Whip It On 'Em and Gamma Knee Kappa. We've got a tribute to Jewish-oriented rock.
Yeah, but no Sick Heil Lou. Oh, well.
Segment on Roy Loney and the Phantom Movers who are coming to town. We've got a...
Yeah, and big news on the Idiot Rock Woodstock that's coming up.
The VOM set that you listeners love so much, and a rather, certainly have a couple soul cabooses and a rather bizarre hillbilly hangover, stretching it a bit today, but, boy, how are we going to do it? It may, in, what is it, just 3 hours?
Just three short hours,
folks.
It's only going to seem like 3.5 to you, the listener.
Well, hang on to your wig hat. What do we got queued up?
Oh, let's go with the Del Counts. Let the good times roll. Hit it, Hound!
Come on, baby, let me through your soul. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Roll, yeah, all night long. Come on, baby, walk across that floor. Come on, baby, let you rock it some more. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Roll all night long.
Oh, This is a hit!
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else. To dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Since you broke my heart, now we're so apart, but I'm still
Okay, you win, you win, you win, you win. Oh, baby,
still in love with you.
Okay, it's okay, it's okay. You win, you win, you win, you win. Oh, baby,
still in love with you. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you.
We will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
My girl's name is Liverpool Bill. I love her and I always will. But this is why I have to go. Lily, you talk too fast. Talk too fast. I love to muck around with that Liverpool town, but Lily, you talk too fast. You say apples and pears, but you call this dead. I watch her toys when you talk about boys, but I don't understand that talk. I don't understand that talk. I love to muck around with that Liverpool town, but Lily, you talk too fast. I know that you've heard.
Like crazy drums, Lieutenant? Have a good time.
Desire to quit work and retire. Charlie. I ain't got no room.
This guy's a tuner. No ordinary guy. He knew it was coming off. It was his slide. He tried and he tried. Oh, how he did. But even still, they wouldn't take a spin. Now remember this story about Charlie the tuner. You think you've got troubles? Better feel better sooner. But most of all, remember that call.
Sorry, Charlie. Ugly great eye.
Determined to make that grade. Many a blast would have been laid. But as a matter of fact, he was always thrown back. They still said,
sorry, Charlie. Ugly great eye. You ain't no fish.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I get it. Todd was so inspired by the fact that FMU has moved into a big old frat house that he's decided to get into the frat rock business.
To go Greek?
Yeah, I want all the FMU DJs and staff to be able to play, so I figured I'd concoct this album for you guys, and you'd reward me with sufficient airplay. And you'd reward me with sufficient airplay, he said again.
It seems to be doing good so far. I was up scouting in the record library, I noticed that I played it, and no one else.
Well,
but it's only been in there
well,
one
I've heard,
day.
I think
would,
our friend.
Would you want to go anywhere that
I bet Dave the Spaz plays it.
Yeah, I think he perhaps brought down his own personal copies.
Mm-hmm.
He's a class act.
And let's see. We started off from the Gamma Knee Kappa album. There's one side of all standards, such as Let the Good Times Roll by the Del Counts, which we heard. The Lion from the Traditions, Long Island Band. My Girl Sue from the Fabulous Thunderbolts, as found on Gamma Knee Kappa. That's. Those guys were from the Midwest, as were the wonderful, really fabulous, most swinging Gregory D. and the Avantes, who gave us Love You. And in the fake English band Sweepstakes, we heard Liverpool Lil from the Liverpool Lads from Gamma Knee Kappa, and from the Northwest, Sorry Charlie by the Scotsman.
Scotsman of Beer Bus Blues fame?
No, the Scotsman of Sorry Charlie fame.
Right. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got things to renounce here. World famous Blue Jays tonight for free, Continental Divide on 3rd Avenue.
Bring a knife.
Yep.
Next Friday they'll be at Maxwell's with Roy Loney and the Phantom Movers.
All right, Roy. Next week is Roy Loney Weekend, right?
Well,
a former Flaming Groovy
for
Warbler.
Two weekends.
Yeah, it's beginning of the Roy Loney era.
Mm.
For next week.
And, I don't know, Dr. John at the Village Gate tonight, Zachary Richard at the Lone Star. I don't know, but Todd, you're the booking czar of the Northeast. What's happening?
You are the man they love to have.
Well, this one's for, I guess, next Sunday, but seeing as how next week is marathon, perhaps we should get rolling with it now. At the FBH Church, 79 Kearney Avenue in Jersey City.
The Vince Air Force Church.
Sunday, April 1st, 3:30 p.m., advance admission $10, at door $12, child under 12, $3. For ticket info, LaBelle's Beauty Salon and Pat's Kitchen in Jersey City. It's the We Can Make It If We Try gospel program with the 7th anniversary of the Mighty Survivors. And amongst the other acts are Johnny Fields and the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, Thrashing Wonders of Jamaica, the Rugged Cross Singers of Jersey City, number of the local Jersey City gospel acts, and perhaps most intriguing, the House Wrecking Bible Ways of Brooklyn, New York.
It's kind of a mixed metaphor, isn't it?
Hmm.
Oh, well.
And your MCs for this program will be the Reverend Curtis Betts, Deacon Rochelle Smith, and Bro Joe Perry. So,
of Aerosmith fame. Excellent.
Will he be bringing his AC-30? So don't miss this big gospel program, folks. It says so right here.
And then to conclude, Roy Loney Week, guess we've got the a tremendous array of talent at CBGB's on Friday, April 6th, featuring El Bruce and his A-Bones, The Vacant Lot.
Oh, so they're my A-Bones now.
Mr. Loney and the Fed
Movers. No one else
movers,
wanted them.
The Go to Blazes and Havorka, I think that covers it.
Well, it really is like an Idiot's Woodstock. No, Idiot's Altamont. Let's give credit where credit is due. I'm really looking forward to all of us eating at the same place.
Anyway, should we do some news?
Yeah, what do you got?
James Brown's new title, Professor of Soul. Jailed singer James Brown hopes he'll soon be starring in a real-life version ahead of the class. The Godfather of Soul will teach music at a local black college if he's accepted on a work release program from jail. The speculation is that Brown, who served 15 months of hard time on a six-year sentence for leading police on a two-state chase back in 1988, will be placed in a halfway house around the beginning of April, and he's waiting for the availability of a bed. So if you got a bed, folks, you might want to send it down to North Carolina and get JB out of jail so he can go teach college where all other time-wasting idiots end up. You got one, Bruce?
Yeah, I got one. Members of a grieving Queen's family say they suffered the ultimate... This is from the Life Sucks and Then You Die and Then You're Really In For It desk. The ultimate insult when they opened an elderly relative's casket and found that the funeral home had neither embalmed nor clothed the corpse. Now the family of the late Gladys Lewis is suing the funeral home for $1.3 million, alleging, quote, negligence and carelessness, end quote. The mourning relatives say they paid $3,170 to embalm, dress, and present the body for viewing at the Royal Gilmore Funeral Home in St. Almonds. Instead, the body was allegedly placed in a sealed casket. When it was opened, relatives were horrified to see it, quote, naked and in a body bag and not embalmed.
Naked in a body when they opened the casket at the funeral.
Yeah.
Oh. Did they get their money back at least?
No, they're suing. I asked why she was wet and soggy, and they told me she was sprayed with a chemical disinfectant to keep the odor down. Well, I guess, you know.
Well, we could have used some of that efforts in here before. Anyway, so Mr. T, what do we got queued up here?
Well, Hound, you know, I hear the music of a lot of oppressed peoples on your shows regularly.
This is like WFMU.
we're oppressing them.
But I don't know. It seems to me you're not giving tribute to the Jewish sector or Jewish oriented rock here. I mean, I'm not talking about the Jewish money men in the industry. I'm talking more about some of the wonderful performers such as I'd like to bring to your program today.
Okay, Toadie Fields. What do we got queued up?
We're going to kick things off, if your heart can stand it, kids, with The Lone Twister, one of my personal faves.
All right, let's dedicate this one to the guy who called and complained about the Sig Heil farewell loop.
Yeah, this whole set is for you.
Hit it.
Everybody's dancing. Cheek-to-cheek romance. Why, but that ain't in my groove. Dig music that makes me wanna move. Let your arms flail. Move your torso, only more so. Come over here, little sister. Come here, man. Come on and dance with the Lone Twister. Round and around 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 we go. I think you got it, baby. Round and around and around and around. Everybody's cooling. Ah, but I'm just refueling. I don't dig that slow jive. Cause I want music that makes me feel alive. But keep your cool, cool. Stay in your place, face. No hand holding, little sister. Now when you dance with the Lone Twister, just round and around 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 and around. Getting dizzy, honey? That's what I like. Round and around 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 we go. Everybody's gliding. Ah, slipping and sliding. Been waiting for an hour. And I'm tired of sitting around like an old wallflower. Make my hair stand, man. Make my teeth click, chick. Come over here, all you little sisters. Come here. Come Come on and dance with the Lone Twister. Round and around 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 and around. The other way this time and make bigger circles. Round and around and around and around and around and around.
Me.
A nickel I'm stolen love.
I give you dear a model dog.
Tweely, tweely, tweely dee.
Tweely dee, a tweely up.
Ketzel, I heard you ungestopped.
That's right. Now you hop gone dished in the bank.
I need you like I need a crank.
Tweely dee, you're some tatsky. Make your numen get
tweedly dee tweedly up.
Ich darf dir also wie ein Loch in Kopf. Hi, yum, chiri, bim, bum, tweedly dee, hey, tweedly dee dee.
Nicola, for you I'm Michigan.
Well, hell, don't see. Hey, you can't forget mention my ass. Hey, you're a real Michael.
Tweedly, oi, mein lover boy.
From a cigar says that F-sha, maybe we should have a little drink.
Come a little closer, oh, that's nice.
Mm, isn't that nice? Bingo, yes, Manel, Stosh, Mice. Hee-yum, kitty-bim-bum.
Tweedly-dee, oi, tweedly-dee.
Now you listen to me, honey, I'm gonna zook you. We gonna raise a family.
Seven girls and seven boys.
I'll be right over to your hide. Tweedly dee, oh tweedly dee.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
There's a chick living down the street. Makes you dream when you're not asleep. Where she rolls those big brown eyes. Boy, she shook up all the guys. Then he told her tale of old. Good show, no go. When she dated Bud and Jim, boy, she sure got true to them. Built their hopes up high and high. Came on like a house of fire. Then he told her tale of old. Good show, no go. How they love Miss Angel Faith. No guy could get the first base. Oh, thought I'd try my luck. That gal sure sugared me up. Then I told my tale of woe. Good show, no go. When she dated my buddy Joe, that cat was a real Romeo. In the moonlight a ball, came on like a real big jam. Bought the rings and don't you know? Good show, she go. The first base. Oh, I thought I'd try my luck. That gal sure sugared me up. Then I told my tale of woe. Good show, no go. When she dated my buddy Joe, that cat was a real Romeo. In the moonlight a ball, came on like a real big champ. Bought my rings and don't you know? Good show, she go.
This is a hit!
Where the searching is a word for the fire and wine, but nowhere.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
I forgot my matting. Hold it. What do you think, guys?
I don't know. What
here,
do you
okay, Sid Howe. We can't use that. The vibes. We don't have a vibe
Sid
report.
Sid Howe's right out.
Okay, Chain Gang Loop.
Chain Gang.
Louie, Enchanted Forest.
It all looks so good, you know?
Chicken. The chickens. The jungle drums. What do you want?
What do you think, Todd?
Let's have some jungle drums.
Okay. Jungle drums.
When in a pinch, always go to the jungle drum sound.
Yeah. Save the poultry for
what
later.
What happens when the drum stops? Very bad, very bad. What happens when the drum stops? Don't ask, very bad. What happens when the drum stops? Bass solo. Okay, Todd, what did we hear?
We heard a couple rockabilly tracks by artists whose last name mainly began with D. That was the pile I was looking through this morning.
The D section of Todd's house.
Nancy
it's
Lynn.
It's a little imaginary trip through Todd's record collection.
Did you notice that happens a lot with me, too?
Nancy Lynn by Dick D'Agostin. Right? You Don't Bug Me No More by Terry... Actually, I was really lazy. The D.A. pile. You Don't Bug Me No More by Terry Daly. Chuck Dallas with his live smoking rendition of Good Show But No Go. Matt Lucas, Ooby Dooby, I think somewhere in his mind, Matt claims to have written that one.
But Matt also claims to know who shot Kennedy.
Yeah, might be just the part where he gets on in the beginning and says, "Hi, this is Matt Lucas." And Jerry Colston with a real demented track there, Caveman Hop.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay.
Really fit,
well, I don't know. Our Vibemeister is somewhere in the South, either
what
Missouri
is he
or
doing
Texas.
Out there?
I don't know. He's rocking. He's rocking in the free
excellent
world.
Excellent adventure, folks.
So we don't know if we're getting a vibe report or not, but we got a news story. Muskogee, Oklahoma, where they don't smoke
USA.
Marijuana, where they don't take their trips on LSD.
No. They don't make a party out of Loving either.
And this is what happens when you don't do those things. A police pursuit lasted 90 minutes but only covered 4 miles after a man took off in a construction tractor and refused to stop. Police say Mark David Lyman, age 24, was walking home early Wednesday when he passed a tractor parked at a construction site. He climbed into the driver's seat, started up, and took off. Police cruisers responded to the theft, came upon Lyman, who was driving at less than 20 miles an hour. Although they had their lights flashing and sirens wailing, the cars were unable to pass the tractor and were forced to follow at very low speeds.
Did they try and shoot out the treads?
Well, you know how they usually will get in front of you and block you off. You know, they didn't try that one. At one point, a few police cars managed to pull in front and form a roadblock, but retreated when they realized that Lyman would not stop. He was arrested as he pulled into his grandmother's house. He was charged Wednesday with grand larceny and driving under the influence.
And speeding to elude?
Yeah. Probably Quaaludes, right? Wow, man. This thing really moves. So, we have queued up here a set of tunes featuring Roy A. Loney.
Now, for those of you playing along, the VOM set will be arriving later.
Yeah, we got kind of a double VOM. And he was the lead singer of the Flamin' Groovies and currently a Norton recording artist, I guess. And
it happens to all the greats.
He'll be in town next Friday at Maxwell's in Hoboken and a week from Friday at the Fug, along with what Ill Bruch is calling Morons Woodstock.
No, I think it's...
Morons Altamont?
Morons Altamont, yeah. So we're going to eat the brown ass.
It'll
folks.
Be Roy Loney, the A-Bones, the Vacant Lot, Go to Blazes, and...
Havorka.
And Havorka!
The Havorka.
Right, and so we're going to give away tickets for the Maxwell's gig, Todd?
Yeah.
And we have a trivia question, Flamin' Groovies related trivia question, which is Cyril Jordan, who's the longest running member of the Flamin' Groovies, along with the bass player, but George Alexander, who's barely there. But so Cyril's kept this thing going in as much of his leisure time as possible. He doesn't have a job. He's never had a job, and that's because his grandfather invented something, and he's managed to collect residuals off of this for most of his adult life. What did Cyril Jordan's grandfather invent? You get two in free to see Roy Loney next
here's
Friday.
Here's a hint. It's not Whiteout.
It's not Whiteout. That's
here's
Mike
another
Nesmith.
Hint. Wasn't baseball is what Bruce is trying to say.
Right.
But he's so afraid of his mic not working.
And that number is area code 201-678-7743. Area code 201-678-7743. You can all use,
you
also use
so
that
sure.
for your. I'm looking at it because I don't remember it since they changed it. Also, you can use that number to get in your marathon requests. Okay, we got some of this Roy Loney trash queued up.
Yes, we do, Hound.
Okay, hit it.
Take it away.
Hit it. Oh, hell. Hit it. What the hell?
I think Todd has the same home taping problem that I do.
Yeah.
It is killing the entertainment industry.
There it is.
There she was, just a looking fine. The kind of baby feed your best lines. Give me a break, give me a sign. Don't let my people go. Then she smiled, pearly teeth. Coolly flashed me her underneath. I was hooked, and it looked like this was meant to be. I got the chicken rolling around, running around, around. Got the chicken rolling around. One's best at the chicken run around.
Chicken run around. We have a wiener. We have a wiener, folks.
Around,
Here comes a little baby walking down the big long street.
every man that shakes, shatters, flatter, cause she's got no brakes. Stream like mama, looking for a real good time. She's bad news, she's bad news, and bad news, round on the spot. Put your shop on the eye, you know the side of the curve, you better get yourself a hit, because you're going to recognize there's not a man in sight. When she's on the track, she's got away with cars, it's much more than a knack. Look out, sucker, here's a girl with all the blues. She's bad news, she's bad news, and bad news, travel's bad.
In the jungle. Whoa, that's it. That's our tribute to Roy Loney. We'll be here next week. By the way, the Flamin' Groovies trivia question, we got a correct answer. The correct answer, what did Cyril Jordan's grandfather invent that he collects residuals off of to this day?
Not the hair weave.
Tapioca. Somebody said Velcro. That was a good guess.
It tastes just as good.
Yeah. So what do we hear, Todd?
Well, we heard... Roy's been putting out records now. We left the Flamin' Groovies in the early 70s there, and since the late 70s, he's been putting out albums with the Phantom Movers, and he's been about as good as it gets in this decade of really good stuff.
As
we
good
heard
as
a random selection.
As good as it gets when things are bad.
Chicken Run Around from Scientific Bombs Away, his new Norton release, and we close with
Escape.
Bad News Travels Fast from the same album. In between, Neat Petite from the first solo album, Out After Dark, Hanging Around, the Ursel Hickey song, Hoboken, one-time Hoboken resident anyway, Ursel Hickey from Roy's album Fast and Loose, and Lana Lee, one of personal favorites from the Rock and Roll Dance Party with Roy Loney album. And he'll be playing at Maxwell's on Friday, March 30th with the world-famous Blue Jays, and a week later at CBGB's with the A-Bones and a cast of thousands there. And if you're not as excited about these shows as I am, you're making a mistake, because you don't get a chance to see this kind of rock and roll around these parts too often, and boy, wow. You'll get to hear somebody besides me sing Teenage Head, and that's going to be worth the admission price in its own right
to hear
not only Roy sing it, but me not sing it. So think about that, kids.
And you get former Flamin' Groovy Danny Mim on drums, who's a complete monster and will trash drum sets that don't belong to him without even thinking about it.
Except the Maxwell's and CBGB's.
And James Farrell on guitar, another former Flamin' Groovy.
From the records that I like, man.
Yeah, from the Shake Some Action era Groovies with big sideburns. So, you got the news over there, El Brooch? We going to do something? Or
who, me?
Yeah. You want to do something? Or should I just find one of these?
We can do a thing, huh? Kansas City, Missouri. Defeating students three times his age in a statewide art contest wasn't the hard part for 6-year-old Michael Thaddeus Bragula. I don't know why I'm reading this. Maybe you folks can make sense of this. Drawing God's feet was. They're just like mine, said Thad, who lives in Belton, south of Kansas City. Drawing the toes was the hardest part. His poster, Reflections, Where Does the Sky End, was selected recently over 1,826 entries to represent Missouri in a nationwide contest sponsored by the PTA. Tad's poster was done first in pencil and then colored with magic marker. He started by drawing a tree and added his house, in which his mother can be seen washing dishes. Then he added himself, his brother, his father, and his dog playing outside. He put a bird's nest atop the tree and a rainbow above that. On up, he added clouds, the moon, Saturn, a spaceship, and space creatures. Then angels, and finally God's feet. Tad emphasizes he was only five when he drew the poster. Quote, "My brain sends messages to my mouth," he said. "When my mouth says it's good, that's when I know I'm done."
Hmm.
Food for thought, folks.
So to speak.
The littlest caveman in a spaceship.
My brain sends messages to my mouth, and then people tell me to shut up.
Yeah, and then I get slugged. Same thing.
It's PSA time. Public service
Already?
Announcement. Yeah.
Is my hair okay?
Pregnant moms get in shape at Clara Mass Medical Center, Belleville, New Jersey.
Flatten those stomachs.
It's continuing effort to provide expectant mothers with the latest in maternal
with weird
child
hang-ups.
Health programs. The Clara Mass Medical Center recently introduced positive pregnancy fitness, an early and mid-pregnancy exercise childbirth preparation program.
Tighten those
the program
abs
will be held
out.
For four consecutive weekly classes at the medical center, and it begins the first of each month. In addition to approximately 1 hour of exercise each week, factual information regarding nutrition, emotional changes during pregnancy, comfort, and stress reduction will be offered. This special more breathing and relaxation techniques for comfort and confidence taught in the exercise program are compatible with prepared childbirth classes. All exercises in the positive pregnancy fitness program meet with the guidelines set by American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. The class is also beneficial to mothers in the postpartum period who are eager to get back into shape. To obtain further information or to register for positive pregnancy fitness program, call Birthday Suite at 450-2929. That's area code 201, Monday through Friday. This has been a public service announcement from WFMU and the Hound.
All right,
so we got a record queued up that Todd bought from Roy Loney.
That's right. Roy works at this wonderful record store in San Francisco, Jack's Record Cellar. I happened to be there last year, and
what did he charge you for it?
Well, it's one of those repro things. It was a couple bucks, and it's by the King's Five. It's called The Voodoo Man, and it goes something like this.
Not exactly like this, but something like it.
Like this on the cast.
Well, it's a repro. It sounded a bit better. It's really
yeah. Cool. WFMU, East Orange.
I'm the Voodoo Man.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Thank you. day.
What you gonna do now?
I'm gonna pack my grip and make my getaway.
All right, let me see you go.
Sail away, woman, with all her diamond rings. Drag that man of mine round by her apron string. Well, if it was and lose the blues.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Thank you.
blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Back in the States.
Hey, Hound here. WFMU East Orange 91.1 on your blaster, broadcasting from right down the block from Uppsala College.
Mr. T's Radio Ranch to you.
And Mr. T is driving.
Broadcast buckaroos, here he is now.
Fasten your seatbelt. That was the Bobettes, the wonderful, lovely Bobettes with I Shot Mr. Lee.
They rule.
Really sick song.
He deserved it.
The Chicky Goo Warren by Lee? The Metronomes wasn't. Drop Top, Roy Boogie Boy Perkins. St. Louis Blues, Mickey and Kitty. Mickey being Mickey Baker. And you have some inside info on who Kitty was there, Hound?
The cat. No. I know. I have
his little sister.
I just read something like in...
Well, if anybody
in one of those goofy record collecting,
if anybody knows who
tabloids.
Kitty is and phones in with the answer, I will put you on the guest list for if Mickey and Kitty ever come to Maxwell's. And we start off the set with the King's Five doing the Voodoo Man.
Thank you, Mr. T.
You are the Voodoo Man.
So,
No, you are.
Who? Me? We had this request from a listener. He wants us to, like, pontificate on this year's Yankees.
I'm still pontificating about last year.
Pascal Perez arrived yet?
Pascal Perez.
What was that phrase in the paper this morning? He never was the dean of stability?
He's not exactly the dean of stability. He's the dean of discipline. At least when it comes to his wife.
They're either psychotics or non-entities. You know, they seem to be the only two choices you get in the modern-day Yanks.
Did they ever get a picture?
No.
They didn't.
And
I don't even know who the Yankees are this year. There's Mattingly.
Yeah, Mattingly. Winfield's back.
Winfield, if he doesn't
get
hurt.
Yeah, those Burger Kings were worth a bit more than he claimed. Winfield
chicken.
And Barfield fighting over. They were going to move Winfield to left. Put Barfield in right. Steve Sachs, there's a dependable guy at second. Mattingly at first.
And
some guys at short and third. Somebody, Bob Guerin behind the plate. Yeah, so,
That's
looking good, folks. Yeah. I say sweep.
Sweep. And let's talk about Todd's team. Has a team ever looked so ridiculous? It's a good thing they had an earthquake in the World Series.
Bargaining for Gary Carter. Whoa.
That's hey, right. The Giants got
that
Gary
some
Carter.
It's 1989, guys. That's history. We're talking about the new year. And Gary Carter, he's going to raise a lot of money for the charities. Yeah. Out in the West Coast.
Well, maybe those helpful wins at Candlestick will allow him to actually get the ball to second base.
Maybe the earthquake will tilt the plate so he's higher and he can throw down.
It's
going
to be hard to beat
place.
The Padres in the NL West with those off-season acquisitions. A lot of people figuring Joe Carter is down for the MVP this year now that he's out of Cleveland.
Well, we do have an idea to save the Yankees, folks. Let's see if we can all get behind
it. Does it involve a 50-megaton airburst?
Joe Pepitone as manager.
Excellent.
What do you say?
Yeah, you're thinking.
Manager slash hair consultant.
Joe Pep, man.
Joe Pep, bring him back.
One thing I like about Joe Pep,
drink
there
more.
Couldn't be any of that libel or that whole Martin Steinbrenner, one's a liar and one's convicted. I mean, Joe Pepitone, he was in jail, so there's no innuendo.
He right.
The guy
and
is
he
a crook
convinced.
And a convict.
The new honest Yankees.
You know what I really dig about Joe Pepitone, too, is he's got he's heir to the Billy Martin, like, Italian guy that dresses like a cowboy thing. Looks so cool. You know?
And speaking of cowboys.
Speaking of cowboys.
We've got a set here featuring.
Mario, you're drunk on moonshine, you stumble into a Roy Rogers and find yourself confronted with black teenagers in cowboy outfits.
And what do you say but bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy.
Quieter, brave, courageous, and bold.
Hey, last night on my TV show, I dug White Earth, and here's how it goes.
Bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy. 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 Bang, 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 bang. Change all my TV days, see what they ever say. It was a hard-right cowboy wired and bang, bang. He was being chased by an outlaw gang that went with a bang, 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 bang.
They had him covered and all for a time. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. So he ducked behind a rock and an eagle pass and went with a
bang, bang,
shoot 'em, daddy. Bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang, bang, shoot 'em, daddy. Bang, bang, shoot 'em,
thank you.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Man, what do you want?
Well, I wanna be a TV cowboy for all the girls to see. I wanna buy me a home in Hollywood and have a butler wait on me. Well, all right. Whoa. Oh, yeah. When I'm a breaking a bronco, a broken having a duel in the middle of the street. Pete had 20 notches on his gun. He was about to make it a 21. The kid was trying to be a man. This tombstone could understand. They both slapped leather with the speed and brake. The lead was flying all over the place. Now Tombstone got his a not 21. The kid was a man in the morning sun. The duel was over. Gone is the thrill for the kid and Peter. On Boot Hill, but let's ride. Take it out of your hand, mister. I'll leave quietly. What is your answer, though? Mister! Mister! Mister!
You lost, brother.
This is a hit!
Away from this Lone Ranger man.
Stand up.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Hound here. You think they give yet? think we got them on the run?
That gives me a great idea for an album. And if FMU doesn't raise enough money through this marathon, I'm going to put it out, people.
There it is. That's the
the Buffalo Soldier said.
We heard. Or you heard up to a certain point. And
we heard until you turned the radio off.
Indian Bop Hop by the Arrows, Cowboys and Indians, Ronnie Brent, Lone Ranger Man, The Fabulous Tinsons 5, I Want to Be a TV Cowboy, Chick Carlton and the Majestics on the Farrow label, which means you get to watch Chick Carlton and his Majestics' beautiful faces spin around, Geronimo by the Renegades, and the Emblems with Bang Bang Shoot 'em Daddy.
And then shoot 'em again.
Wow. I've just been handed a bulletin here.
Oh, no.
Wet bed. See what Susan Summers has to say.
This
is a PSA. Bedwetting. Pacific International has been dealing with major parasomnia and correcting it effectively for 38 years.
Through electrical shock?
When a proper correction is achieved with an enuretic, that's a bedwetter, they learn to sleep better or more normal.
Or drier.
If you have a bedwetter, you might like to see what Suzanne Summers has to say about Pacific International and the correction of the problem itself.
And maybe even if you don't.
Bedwetting can cause a lack of self-image, self-esteem, and other problems. Bedwetters, this isn't bold. They can't go to camp and stay over without being self-conscious. The wet bed is not the only problem. The child or adult who has problems of bedwetting is sleeping incorrectly and not benefiting from REM, it says here, the way they should.
What a terrible world that must be.
Yeah. Neither is anybody else, folks.
Lie in the place where you sleep.
Anyway, you can write to Pacific International LTD Center for Enterosis Control, 555 Burke Street, Nekusa, N-E-K-O-O-S-A, that is N-E-K-U-U-S-A, Wisconsin. Here's the zip code, 54457-9988. Don't say I didn't try to keep your mattress dry for you. Anyway, what do we got? We got a Todd Vom.
Oh, yeah, we're going to kick things off with
Todd Vom,
the Sir Douglas Quintet. They're going to be coming to Hoboken on Thursday night.
There's something to look forward to.
April 19th, and this guy, Doug Somm, he's really an American treasure, and he's going to be
so
with
true.
His old pal, Augie Meyer, that you can hear on this record, and a fine band, Mike Buck, Speedy Sparks, Rocky Morales, a real... The winner of the, who played the chief on F Troop there, Bruce? Frank DeCova, that's it, Bruce. Frank DeCova lookalike contest.
I thought you meant that other chief.
Excellent. Just hit it.
ever have a home? Did you ever tell a lie? I want to know you well. Know your heaven and know your hell. Oh, baby, don't you show. Yeah. All things you got to sell. Have you ever been in love? So long it couldn't end. Did you ever break a heart, baby? Well, I do. Or did you ever lose a friend? Baby, I want your love tonight to make my head feel light. Oh, baby, won't you sell me down? Baby, tell me it's all right. Have you ever been alone? So long you couldn't cry. Did you ever have a home? Where you lay down and die, baby? Yeah. I want your love tonight to make my head feel light. Oh, baby, won't you tell me now? Yeah. Tell me it's all right. Tell me it's all right. Hey. Tell me it's all right. All right.
go downtown. Come on, baby, let's go downtown. Let's go, let's go, let's go downtown. Walk on, walk on, baby, tell no lie. Don't you be caught with a tear in your eye. Sure enough, they'll be selling stuff when the moon begins to rise.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Beat that. This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Here's my chickens. That was Todd's VOM set. Finishing up in true VOM fashion with Neil Young. What do we hear there, Todd?
Oh, we finished up with Come On Baby, Let's Go Downtown, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Lazy Cowgirls, who will be out this way in mid-May, a fine band from L.A., Goddamn Bottle, The Flaming
that's
Groovies.
That's not a contradiction in terms.
From their Roy Loney Kama Sutra period with Yesterday's Numbers. And we kicked it off with the last track on the Mendocino album, Sir Douglas Quintet, featuring Doug Somm and Augie Myers. Oh, baby, just don't matter. And they'll be
so true.
Playing all night, doing two sets. No opening band, what have you. Thursday, April 19th out at Maxwell. You should all go.
Be there.
Yeah, boy, that's definitely... He's
dumb.
He's never been bad, folks.
I don't think he's capable of being bad, not even with Alvin Crowe in tow.
And as it's in early April, you'll get his baseball predictions, and you'll know on who not to bet on for 90.
Meet the man who makes the music. That's the insider's tip on Doug Thomas. Just start talking to that guy. He's out of his mind. He is the coolest.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of rock and roll, did you guys catch that Rock and Roll Quarterly thing in The Voice this week?
I read the Little Willie John thing.
Where do they get the people for that Rough Mix thing? It's like this catalog of the most incredibly
lame
stuff.
Where do they get them? I guess they just stand out in front of C here.
You notice that, like, in the months past, the only people that have ever had anything on the ball have been FMU DJs that they've asked to do that stuff. It's almost like weird lame.
You don't have to say that just because you're here, Bruce.
No, but it's true. It's true.
No, it's not. There's been some lame ones of them, too.
Yeah, well, they hit the good ones.
But, Did you hear the latest on the Neil Young Decade CD set?
Decade.
How many CDs will it be?
12 is the latest.
12.
Evidently, the record company is picking up the tab for 8, and Neil is paying for the other
He's
4
the slack.
Out of
genius.
His pocket. Yeah.
He's still paying off the bank loan from Human Highway.
At least 3/4 of it is unreleased stuff, previously unreleased. So,
well, got something to do this year.
You Neil fans, don't commit suicide yet.
Feel happy, people. The VOM sets will be taken care of through 1998 with the release of this Decade 2.
Yeah. All right, we got time for a few more records here. We got one queued up by the Royal Monarchs, courtesy of Mr. T. Here we go.
The Vomit set.
Oh, I like this one. Thank you. Todd, what's up with this record? Yeah, I think you know it's different than the turntable in the record. What's this they're playing now?
Yeah.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, Hound here. I guess what do we hear there, Todd? We're wrapping it up. We got through it.
Where's the Jonestown tape?
Lane.
It didn't sound too good. And
I saw that finish line and I stopped writing stuff down, but I think we start off with My Babe by the Royal Monarchs, really trashing that one.
The Uniques featuring
Joe Stampley, who later became a country singer with a really hideous beard, did Goodbye So Long. Merino Choice, the one that was hopping around a bit there. Cherry Juice. Coney Island Wild Child, Bill Horner and the Expressions, written by our good buddies Roger Christian and Gary Usher.
Well, we'd like to thank Mr. T for programming today's sounds.
And you should all go out and buy a Gamma Kneecap or whip it on them and see you Friday night at the Roy Loney Blue Jays show.
Right, and Il Brucier, by the way, what Laureus is wearing update.
Very excellent outfit.
Yeah, it's a hologram of a dinosaur on a T-shirt on her chest.
She is a dinosaur.
Her boyfriend sent away to a
dinosaur sorceress.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Next week we'll be back here for the marathon, so be prepared to pledge or we'll quit. And
So start saving up your stamps now, all right?
Yeah.
If you haven't already.
Okay, Andy, you know where we're eating, right? Everybody know where we're going to eat. Meet us there.
If you don't support, I'm sorry to interrupt, I just have to say, if you don't support WFMU, you will never hear a song like the next one that's about to be played on your radio ever.
Right.
Don't think about it.
All right. Sig howdy, folks. Next week.
You may have seen the seven wonders of the world. You may have dined with kings and earls. But there's one man as of yet I know you have never met. He struts round smoking big cigars, drives around in the rented cars, tuxedo.